This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here to help you with your health, your most precious possession, by taking your phone call with whatever health concern, health challenge, problem, quagmire you may have. You can call me now, and we can talk about your health, or if you have someone in your life that's not doing so good health-wise, and you'd like to call in on their behalf, you may do so as well. Our phone number, toll-free nationwide, is 1-888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone, or 888-553-7262. All right, so the Dr. Bob Martin staff and myself would like to wish every one of you a very healthy and a very happy Independence Day. Hoping you're having a great time. Stay safe today and throughout the weekend as we celebrate our country's independence. We, ladies and gentlemen, have a great show planned for you today. Lots of healthy news and information we're going to get to during the program today, but the most important facet of this show is and always will be taking your phone calls on the topic of health. Because after all, you have entered a healing zone wherein people tune in each and every week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy. So if it interests you to stay independently healthy, as opposed to dependently sick, this is your chance, your opportunity to resurrect your good health safely and naturally by getting advice from a licensed doctor to get you back on track. So have at it. Again, our phone number into the show nationwide, toll free. We're here for you on this holiday working hard to help improve your health and wellness and to help educate you as to how to do it on your own, to become your own best doctor most of the time. Our number into the program, again, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Now, we're going to begin this hour talking about, because it is necessary to do so, what is going on with the vaccine hesitancy that's now all over the news, and we're hearing about vaccine hesitancy. There is a certain subset of population in the United States that is pushing back on getting any type of vaccination related to COVID-19 or any of the variants. And the latest information that I read this week has to do with vaccine hesitancy in younger Americans. And they interviewed a young lady by the name of Destiny Britt, talking about how she has given great thought to getting or not receiving a vaccine. And she has no plans to do so. She's 21 years of age. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. She's a native there. She is very skeptical of vaccines, thanks in large part due to the legacy of the Tuskegee Syphilis Study. Now, if you're not familiar with the Tuskegee Syphilis Study, you should go look it up. It's a tragic event that happened in the United States to black Americans, having to do with a study related to syphilis and whether to give or not give antibiotics or, in that case, penicillin. And I had the fortune many years ago of meeting an individual who was involved in that study. And we had dinner together. He told me stories about it. And I knew a little bit about it before then, but after that it was quite revealing. So, yet, in some experts' opinions, it's not just the reason why some younger people may still hesitate to get a vaccine after months of consideration. In this case, this young lady from Atlanta, Georgia, Destiny Britt, she says she's done her research. She worries about the potential adverse side effects of vaccines, the ones that we're all hearing about right now, including myocarditis, a potentially life-threatening condition that causes inflammation of the heart. And I want you to stand by because you might be hearing about this. Now, it's being downplayed in much of the media as being rare and very rare. They love to use these words to convince people it would be more likely to get hit by lightning or more likely for you to win the lottery than it would be if you took the COVID vaccine and you develop myocarditis, an inflammatory process within the heart cells that could permanently damage the heart. We're going to hear from Dr. Peter McCullough, who's a medical doctor. He also has a master's degree in public health. He's a consultant cardiologist and vice chief of medicine at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas, Texas. He's also a principal faculty in internal medicine at Texas A&M University Health Sciences Center. We're going to hear what he has to say because I was listening to Laura Ingram this week, and she interviewed Dr. Peter McCullough, a cardiologist, a heart expert, with respect to what's going on with this concern that we all should have related to an adverse effect that occurs in young people who receive the COVID-19 vaccine. It's unprecedented, unheard of, to have a vaccine go into individuals and suddenly they develop heart problems, particularly young people. And there are thousands and thousands of them, in this case, wherein this has occurred. Very, very troubling finding. We'll hear from Dr. McCullough. Back to Destiny Britt and her hesitancy. And, you know, when you read these stories, you can't make sense out of them and until you start reading other stories to put it all together or at least try to make sense of it. You don't know whether it's real, whether it's fake news or not. We know right now that the death rates from COVID, thank God, are down. Daily deaths are less than a tenth of what they were at the peak of the pandemic, according to data from Johns Hopkins University, who's done a great job at tracking this. But nearly 300 people are still dying from COVID-19 each and every day here in the United States. Now, it's nearly impossible to determine with any degree of certainty what percentage of naturally acquired immunity which occurs when a person actually contracts an infection and develops natural immunity, or are the number of deaths decreasing because of the COVID vaccine, or both? Well, many experts believe both are in play. Some believe it's more naturally acquired immunity that's giving us the drastic reduction of numbers. But generally, you know, vaccines coverage among young adults has been lower and increasing more slowly over time compared to other age groups. That, according to a report published by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention. Of course, their intent is to get vaccines for everybody, it seems. We'll continue with this story of Destiny Britt and other young people pushing back against getting vaccines and vaccine hesitancy. And then we're going to hear from Dr. Peter McCullough in the next segment, and perhaps also former President Donald Trump. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
Welcome you back to the largest radio health talk show in America today, in large part thanks to you. Appreciate you tuning into the program today. Remember also that if you have a health-related question on your mind, some issue related to your health, and you'd like to get a bit of advice as to how to turn that around and start feeling better again, you have free and unfettered access to this radio show right here, right now, nationwide, from anxiety to arthritis, fatigue to flatulence, sleep problems to sinusitis, and all points in between. Call in now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. Let me be your first, second, or third opinion regarding a health challenge or health problem that you're having. I'll do my very best to help you out. Here's the number into the show, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262. Now, if you're just tuning into the program, the first segment of the show, I've been talking about vaccine hesitation. Vaccine hesitancy continues for a lot, especially young Americans. And in this case, I brought up the case of Destiny Britt, who works in Atlanta, Georgia, for a record label. They interviewed her, a reporter interviewed her, to find out why she doesn't want to get a COVID vaccine, even though it's being pushed heavily. She says she doesn't trust the vaccine and instead trusts her own immune system. And you can't blame some people for their pushback. I mean, it's an individual thing. On this radio show, we don't advocate for or against. We say that it's your health, your choice. If you choose to get a vaccine, I support that. If you choose not to, I support the same for the same reason. Now, a lot of young people are seeing all of these reported cases in the news of heart problems, of young people developing heart problems after getting these vaccines by the thousands. No wonder they're hesitating. And in Destiny Britt's case, 21-year-old female, she says, I would rather go take vitamin C or make sure that I'm eating healthier, just to make sure that on my end, it'll be better for my body to fight off rather than just taking a vaccination. End quote. Now, I think that's the right thing to do for her. But if I were her, I would add some of the things we've been talking about on this radio show since the very beginning to increase your chances of reducing your risk or reduce your risk by making sure you're getting plenty of sleep, your stress is lower, you're getting exercise, you're eating well, you're taking vitamin C, yes, but you need to add to that vitamin A, vitamin D, and zinc. Those have to be the base nutrients. That along with looking at and or taking the biocidal agents that all organisms hate to come in contact with, including viruses and bacteria and fungus and mold and yeast, oregano, which is a form of organic, wild, organic oregano oil from the Mediterranean high mountain regions from North American Urban Spice Company, oregano, which is an oil. And it is a potent tool to help against viral replication. We've talked about on this radio show extensively clear rescue nasal spray, because a lot of these infections get started in the nasal cavity, about 8 or 9 out of 10. So that's where the action's at. You hit it with the clear rescue nasal spray, which has all of these biocidal components in it. Chiolic garlic. Garlic has been known as an antiviral agent for so long. The aged garlic extract's the best. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And there are others, too. But those should be a good basis of maintenance to try to reduce your risk of developing these infections in the first place. And if you do develop them, you develop naturally acquired immunity because the symptoms are mild. And in the case of this young lady, Destiny Britt, she asserts that she knows COVID-19 is real, and she continues to wear a mask at work and around friends and family. But, of course, the CDC always downplays these cases, always uses the word rare, even though there are thousands of them now, or very rare, of myocarditis and pericarditis, where these COVID spike proteins get into the heart muscle and they cause inflammation and could cause damage and could cause life-threatening situations. So I was listening to Laura, a talk show host, and she is on Fox News, Fox News Channel, Laura Ingraham, and she interviewed a cardiologist by the name of Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, PhD, or a MPH, Master of Public Health. He's a cardiologist and heart specialist. And I want to go ahead and play his comments as to what he was saying about young people and this concern of these young people having this heart problem after they take a COVID vaccine. Go.
A woman named Tammy Barrages wrote, "A week ago today, my brother's 13-year-old son had his second COVID shot. Less than 3 days later, he died. The initial autopsy results done Friday were that his heart was enlarged and there was some fluid surrounding it. He had no known health problems, was on no medications." Dr. McCullough, if this is true, and there are other cases similar to this, it's absolutely shocking. Are they underreporting the complications, the cardiac complications, especially for young people who would not be, overwhelmingly, not be harmed by this virus had they contracted it?
I think they're overwhelmed. The CDC every year, with all the vaccines combined, get about 16,000 safety reports and about 25 deaths reported to the VAR system. So far with COVID-19, they've received over 300,000 safety reports, over 6,000 deaths, nearly 20,000 hospitalizations. I think they're completely overwhelmed. What we're seeing is a really disturbing pattern in those individuals under age 30, and that's myocarditis, and that's where the spike protein replicates inside heart muscle cells, damages the heart muscle cells, and results in chest pain, EKG changes, positive troponin, signs and symptoms of heart failure. 20% of these kids are developing abnormal echocardiograms with reduced left ventricular function, and in terrible cases like this, they actually die. So I think vaccination ought to be completely prohibited in anybody under age 30. That would simplify the picture greatly.
Dr. McCullough, everyone has to rewind what you just said and listen to it five times. Don't let this happen to your kids.
Hey, some pretty profound information there from a heart doctor, Dr. Peter McCullough, interviewed on Fox News television and talking about the risks and dangers, in his opinion, as a cardiologist, MD, MPH. And did you hear him mentioned that prior to the COVID vaccine initiation, you know, we saw about 25 deaths in a given year from vaccines. Now comes the COVID vaccine, and the system that tracks this, which doesn't do a very good job because it's self-reported by patients, rarely by doctors, 6,000 deaths in a matter of 4, 5, or 6 months, whenever the vaccines started to be distributed. 6,000 deaths within that period of time may have been a result of the COVID vaccine versus 25. And that ought to frighten every single individual hearing this conversation. We're going to come right back. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Hey, healthy welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program today. If you want to join the show, we're going to go to your phone calls, your open line health-related phone calls in just a little bit. So if you've got something on your mind health-wise and you need some help, I'm here for you. Our number into the program, from headaches to hemorrhoids, aches to shakes, pimples to prostate problems, if you have a question or a comment related to COVID, happy to try to field that as well. Our number into the show is 888-553-7262. From testosterone to cortisol and all points in between, 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Now, when we finish with this, and I'll be finished here shortly, we're going to go to phones, and Paula in the state of Arizona, you're going to be up first, so stand by, and you can be on the line, ready to go on the show so that you can have your health question answered as well. Again, our number into the program nationwide, 888-553-7262. Now, if you're just tuning into the program, I've been talking about vaccine hesitancy. Meaning that some people, a certain percentage of the population in the United States are saying, absolutely not, no way, no how, ain't going to happen about getting a vaccine. And there are reasons behind it. I just played one of them. Young people are hearing about all the heart-related problems that are occurring with young people developing as a result of getting this vaccine called the COVID shot. You just heard comments from a cardiologist by the name of Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, master's degree in public health and a medical doctor, on the Laura Ingraham show on Fox News. That's frightening when you hear those statistics and his opinion of it. Stop every person under the age of 30 from having the vaccine, and that solves the problem. And yet you hear just the opposite of that coming out of the FDA, coming out of the CDC, coming out of everybody in our government pounding the drum for the pharmaceutical companies to get this questionable vaccine. And again, it's your decision whether to or not to get it. We're not advocating either way. Get that in your mind. And I also want to finish this segment, before we go to your phone calls and questions, with comments this last week from former President Donald Trump when asked during an interview about, you know, should young people go back to school, and what about immunity? And here are the comments from former President Trump. Go.
I think it's ridiculous what they're doing. Kids have to get back to school. We have to stop. We have the immunity, natural immunity, which is the ultimate, probably the ultimate vaccine, if you want to know the truth.
So he's talking about the fact that you have asymptomatic individuals, which means they have already been exposed to the COVID vaccine and either had no symptoms whatsoever, mild symptoms or moderate symptoms, and they developed a very naturally acquired immunity, a very robust immunity, which is, many experts believe, better than the artificially generated idea behind vaccine shots, in this case COVID, the COVID shot, which is proving to be very problematic. 6,000 deaths reported so far into the governmental agency, which tracks this. And that agency, by the way, is, according to many experts, underreporting the numbers. The numbers could be much greater, in the tens of thousands. We don't know, because I've read information saying that anywhere between 1 to 10% of the deaths and or injuries are actually reported. The rest of them go unreported because most of them are reported by consumers, self-reported, not necessarily doctors. Because normally, you know, what you get when you get an adverse reaction from a vaccine administered in a doctor's office, if you make a phone call back to that doctor's office, one, you won't get a hold of the doctor usually, you'll get a hold of the nurse. And you'll try to explain to them that there's been an adverse reaction to the vaccine received in that office, and the nurse and the doctor, if the doctor's involved in it at all, will say that can't happen, it doesn't happen, it's not possible, it didn't happen in this office, and so, you know, it's just it's the CYA. It's the denial all the way down the line. All right, enough said. Let's get to your telephone calls and questions now. Open line questions. If you have any questions or comments regarding my first or two segments on COVID vaccine, you may call into the show as well. The number into the program, 888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. First up is Paula. She's calling in from the state of Arizona. Welcome to the program, Paula. Hello.
Hi. Dr. Bob, I have really low blood pressure. And this week I went to the dentist office and they checked it and it was 89 over 55.
Okay.
Do I need to be concerned or because it's, and I feel fine. Like I feel fine, and it used to be perfect. Like it about 4 years ago was like always over like 120 over 80. It was always perfect, and just over the last few years, it's gone down.
Like, is that the first time that's is that the first time, Paula, that's been low, measured low for you, as in the dentist's office?
Well, I was at my naturopathic doctor like 3 months ago, and it was like 88 over 66.
Okay, and that's the key, because we need to see a trend, and it would be a good idea for you to purchase. It would be a great value for you to purchase a blood pressure cuff and monitor your own blood pressure first thing in the morning, last thing at night, track that, and then provide that information to your naturopathic physician so they can evaluate it. But typically, if a person's blood pressure goes low and it stays low and they're having some symptomatology like fainting or or they're having lightheadedness or weakness or fatigue or breathlessness, then it might be a cause for concern. There is a way, very safely and naturally, to raise blood pressure up in individuals with hypotension. You can get, you know, that up by taking in more sea salt. Just adding a little bit more sea salt, whole salt, not table salt, but either Celtic salt or sea salt in your diet. Maybe, you know, 1, 2, or 3 pinches of that within a day period of time, and then see if that increases your blood pressure. There's also an herb that we've been very successful with at raising blood pressure up in people who have low blood pressure, who have symptoms, because low blood pressure, you know, having a little bit lower blood pressure is really a good thing as long as it doesn't go too low. And that number has been debated as to what is too low. But you don't have any symptoms, so it apparently is not impacting you. Your heart's certainly working a lot less. So I would use or try an herb called licorice root extract. Maybe a capsule or two of those first thing in the morning. That supports good adrenal health. It also raises aldosterone up, which helps you retain sodium, and that should increase your blood pressure. Thank you for your phone call, Paula.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Yeah, what if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and then the sun light up and it's our last first kiss? What if
I welcome you back to the this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you so much for tuning into the program, and a special thank you to our veteran listeners who tell other people about this show so they have the opportunity to tune in and learn about all the latest, greatest news in the area of health and wellness. And most important, how to become your own best doctor most of the time. We can have that conversation should you have a health issue, a health problem, some type of a health challenge. I'm here for you. You can call into the show and ask a question about either your own health or somebody else's health. Here's a toll-free number nationwide, 888-553-7262. Jot that number down. You never know when you're going to need it. Pass it on to a sick friend, a loved one, a neighbor, coworker. 888-55-DR-BOB, that's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone, or 1-888-553-7262. You can also stay tethered to us, meaning this radio show, throughout the week, because there's lots of health-related news on my personal webpage, the landing page at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor there, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Lots of news and information there for you to glean about your health and wellness. And also podcasts of previous shows, they're there in the library, free and unfettered access. All right, let's go back to your telephone calls and questions once again in our open line segment where you can call in and ask a question about health or make a health comment. 888-553-7262. Here comes Tom in the state of California. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Tom, hello.
Hi, Dr. Bob. I had a question for people with lung cancer. I was wondering if they can take in sweeteners like stevia, honey, or xylitol.
I think that they are certainly better than cane sugar, but they still have some of these sweeteners have a glycemic spike. It's the spike of your blood sugar is what we are concerned about. We also know that when they do PET scans of cancer patients, they're tracking sugar in the body and how that sugar is attracted towards cancer cells, because cancer cells need glucose for their metabolism and their spread. And so you don't want to be anytime on high levels of sugar in the diet. And in particular, anybody who has any kind of immune system challenge, cancer being a severe one of those. But if you can utilize low glycemic index sweeteners like xylitol or monk fruit, that would even be better. Monk fruit, which has a very low glycemic index, it would be better, and or a combination, and stay away from the sweeteners that have the fructose and the glucose in them in a disease as complicated as lung cancer. So that would be it. I think the games in town for that person or persons would be the xylitol and the monk fruit, and there may be one or two others, but those would be my best options. Next up is Brian in the state of Michigan. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Brian. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
I am dealing with leg cramps.
All right. Is that mostly at night or during the day or both? Where's Brian? Let's see. Let's try him again here. Brian, are you with us? Okay, let me answer his question. I got the Brian, usually with leg cramps, the way to deal with that is, one, drink more water, because a lot of people get leg cramps because they're dehydrated. Two, get up off the couch if you're sitting a lot and move about. 1 to 3 miles of walking would be good. Some people get leg cramps also because they drink too much caffeine. And some people have deficiencies of minerals like magnesium and calcium. I would try before going to bed, especially if you have more nocturnal related leg cramps, meaning at night leg cramps when you're trying to sleep, I would try maybe 500 milligrams of calcium and 500 milligrams of magnesium, which you can get at the health food store. Take those about an hour before you go to bed and see if that improves your leg cramps. Sometimes vitamin E helps leg cramps as well. And if they persist beyond some of these measures that I'm suggesting you take a look at, maybe it's time to go see a licensed healthcare practitioner. I would start at your chiropractic physician's office because it could be related to a lower back problem. And if he or she cannot find the neurological basis or the biomechanical basis for those leg cramps after and upon examination, then I would go over to your other practitioner, your medical practitioner, to see if they can get to the source of the problem. Maybe there's some kind of a circulatory issue that needs to be dealt with. And I think that is probably the best thing that you can do, Brian. All right?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for your phone call, sir. All right. Next up, we say hello to Trish in Utah. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Trish. Hello. Oh, Trish, you know what? We're coming up on a break, and I don't want to short your answer. So if you would hold on just a little bit longer, I will come back after this break and promptly get to your question. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The first hour of the show is winding down, but we've got hour number two loaded for you here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stay with us.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. O'Hara's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herbs & Spices, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Everybody, you are tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for that. Now, We're going to get to Trisha's phone call in just a moment. I want to remind everybody that coming up next hour, we're going to talk about the Delta variant hysteria. And the fact that there's a lot of hysteria going on, talking about this strain, this mutant strain of COVID now called Delta, there may be a lot of hysteria indicating that the COVID vaccines don't work or don't work as advertised. Do you recall the promise of COVID-19 early in 2020, ladies and gentlemen? When they said all we needed to do is to get through the COVID-19 crisis is to shelter in place for a couple weeks, social distance and wear a mask to flatten the curve. Everything's going to be fine. We'll come right out of it. And before you know it, it's going to be 2 years and counting. And inquiring minds are asking, will there ever be life again as we knew it before COVID? Well, the Delta variant hysteria exposes some sobering truth about the COVID vaccine and other factors. We're going to be talking about that next hour. Do not miss it. And a lot of other important stuff for your health. And if you're out of range next hour, you're driving in a car or something, you can't hear the show, and you want to tune in to the next hour, and beyond that, go over to the website, drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. Drbob.com, live streaming audio. Next up is Trish. Welcome to the program, Trish. We just have about a minute and a half before the end of the hour. If you can ask your question, I'll do my best to answer it.
I'm getting a reaction to a vehicle exhaust. I had COVID, had some other history of just chronic fatigue, got maybe like Epstein Barr or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it just about 68 weeks after COVID, I had diarrhea, exposed to some mold and bleach, and then I'm just pregnant. But beyond that, just vehicle exhaust, it's pollution. Like, never cared about it before until now, but I'm just chasing fresh air out in Utah, and I'm just wondering if you'd ever heard of anything like that and dealt with anything like that.
Did you say you're pregnant right now, Trish?
Yeah, but it's not. But I go into, like, a health food store, and my pregnancy nausea is like, ew, but my lungs are like, ah. Like, if okay. I'm out of vehicle exhaust, you know what I mean? Like,
got
there's
it.
Two separate things.
Yeah, there's some hypersensitivity going on right now. What I would do to help protect yourself, because you're having some chemical sensitivity, I would increase your vitamin C. I would take vitamin C with quercetin, 500 milligrams of that 3 times a day with food. I would start on that, because with the pregnancy, you're somewhat limited. I would also try some red raspberry leaf tea. That helps to reduce some of the nausea and also may help stabilize where you're at, and maybe even ratchet up your B-complex vitamins by taking a microlingual B-complex, just 1 or 2 little tablets of that a day, so you're getting a little bit more vitamin B6 and vitamin B1 and 2 and 12. All right, thank you for your phone call, Trish. We'll be right back.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CAN-C. CAN-C eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CAN-C has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CAN-C eye drops. I personally use CAN-C eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.